Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode for a number of reasons. Number one, obviously, we're going to be going over some things that you need to know moving into 2022 to really up-level your business using LinkedIn. But number two, for those that have not been following, Nancy and I opened the doors to our social media posting platform. For those of you that do not know, Nancy and I worked with a company and a developer to get into the ground floor to develop and have our own social media posting platform called BYOB Social. And it's $49 a month. People can cancel at any time, and you can connect up to seven platforms to it to pre-schedule and make sure that all of your content is scheduled out for as far in advance as you need to free up time. So you can connect Facebook business pages, Facebook groups, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Google My Business, so you can start working smarter and not working harder. So the doors do are open and will remain open until Wednesday at noon EDT. So we're going to be putting in the description of this episode the link of where you can sign up. Again, it's $49 a month. You can cancel at any time. And with that, you actually get some bonuses. Nancy did some private trainings to show you how to create content, how to create pillar content, repurposing. You'll have access to that, plus a social media content idea calendar. So if you want to get ideas of what you should be posting, you can utilize that, but also a social media growth content calendar. So if there are specific social media platforms that you want to grow following wise, Nancy put together a whole sheet for you. So those are extra bonuses that you get just for signing up. We're also doing an onboarding call this Thursday at 8 p.m. EDT for those that do sign up to go over everything that need to know. There's content ideas. It's just amazing. So if you want to be a part of our social media posting platform to save yourself some time, show up on social media more genuinely, authentically, and still getting great engagement by saving yourself a lot of time, then check out the description of this episode so you can sign up. So let's get into the goods of this episode. So four things that you can do, four things that you should be doing, and four ways that LinkedIn could help increase your business in 2022. Number one, LinkedIn live video. Now, I actually did a training on this on my LinkedIn page. I'll actually link the description and the link to that in the episode as well. And a couple of people took action on what I told them to do, and they got approved for LinkedIn Live to be a LinkedIn Live producer. Now, video in general is great, but there is nothing better than live video. Live video where you can interact with your community, you can create a community, you can create rapport and trust and all of those things. And it's very, very easy. If you Google LinkedIn Live application, you click on it, it'll take you to a LinkedIn help link, and it'll say, fill out this form. And the requirements now to get approved for LinkedIn Live, number one, you need to have at least 150 connections or followers. And number two, you have to be producing content organically of some kind, whether it's your own native videos, whether it's posts, whether it's articles. And number three, you got to be abiding by the community guidelines. You're not using automated messaging or connecting tools. You're not having anybody else log into your account. You're following those guidelines. If you're following all three of those things, guess what? You will get approved for LinkedIn Live. Now, when you do get approved, if you go to an application called StreamYard.com, it's free. You can actually use that application to stream into LinkedIn Live so you can start doing live video. And I can't express to you how much it's benefited our business, my business, my following on LinkedIn, because there's nothing better than communicating with people in a live forum. It's just amazing. And I promise you, if you apply for it, if you go all in with LinkedIn Live Video for 2022, even the rest of this year, you are going to see a huge shift and a huge change, not only in the growth of your following and your network, but what you can bring into your business. More clients, retention of clients, opportunities, collaborations, and income. So that's number one. Number two, LinkedIn polls. I've talked about this probably in 5 or 6 different episodes at this point. And I can't express to all of you enough the power of a LinkedIn poll. If you do, and I do 2 polls a week now, but if you do 1 poll a week that is specifically targeted towards a pain point or a need of something that your network or your ideal client avatar is missing, it's going to start setting you up for success. Reason being, this is what people go to LinkedIn for. They want help. They want to be educated. They want to be informed. So if you can create a poll that is asking a specific question that is geared towards and focused on a specific pain point of your ideal clients. So here's an example. So if you're in the health and wellness industry, whether you partner with a company or you have your own business, you can ask a simple question like this. What do you struggle most with in regards to your health and wellness goals? It could be number 1, eating right. Number 2, getting enough sleep. Number 3, getting to the gym. Number 4, other. Comment below. So now when you ask that kind of question to your network, you're finding out exactly what people are struggling with. So again, you can fill a hole or a void with additional content and additional resources of how you may and should be helping them. So do at least 1 poll a week to get that market research to really build even more that know, like, and trust factor. So that's number 2. Number 3, make sure that you update your featured content section on your LinkedIn profile as often as you need to. Now, for those that have never put anything in their featured content section, all you need to do is go to your LinkedIn profile, hit add section, and you'll see something that says featured. Click on it, and it's going to ask you, what do you want to feature? A post, an article, a link, a PDF, anything of that nature. So this is basically where you can showcase the most recent content that you've created, posted, or things that you're doing. So for me, I always update it on a weekly basis for the new poll that I put out or a new LinkedIn Live that I put out. I also have my podcast link on there. I have to book a call with me link on there. I have my website link on there. I have where you can buy my book link on there. That featured content section is almost like a one-stop shop of not only what you want to make those that visit your profile aware of, but you can also get people off of the platform and direct them to where you want them to go. You can even link a Facebook group. You can link an event that you're having. If you're launching something, you can have that URL there. So I invite you to go to my LinkedIn profile. I'll also put the link of that in this episode so you can look at my featured content section and scroll through it to get some ideas. But that, if you update that on a regular basis, not only are you going to be keeping up with everything that you're doing, but you're going to allow your network to keep up with everything that you're doing. You're going to stay top of mind. You're going to stay current. You're going to stay relevant. And that is everything when you're looking to build your personal brand and your personal business using LinkedIn. Number 4, create a company page so you can expand your business visibility. Now, I feel like I should do an entire episode on a company page, but it's very easy to do. Now, when you go onto LinkedIn, So you go on the homepage of LinkedIn, you're going to see a section that says work. It's all the way to the far right. And you're going to click on that, and it's going to give you a drop-down menu, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, and it's going to say create a company page. Now, this is where you can create your own company page for your own business. So I have a company page. It's Scott Aaron-Lead Generation Specialist. And it has all my personal information, my website, anything of that nature. And why it's so important to create a company page is every time you post a piece of content from your personal LinkedIn account onto LinkedIn, you can share it then to your company page to give your company page visibility, which in, you know, from a higher level or a 10,000 foot view, it's giving your personal brand and your business more visibility organically. So again, all you need to do is click on where it says work, go all the way to the bottom. It says create a company page, and you, just like anything else, it's going to guide you through how to create that company page. Once it's created, you fill all the information out. Every time that you post something on LinkedIn, all you have to do is go to the share button, and it's going to ask you where do you want to share, and you're going to see your company page. You select it and you share it to your company page. That way, every time that you post organically from your personal page, it's automatically going to show up on the company page. Now, just like any social media platform, the largest amount of organic engagement that you will ever get is going to come from your personal page, especially on LinkedIn, not the company page. Same thing goes for Facebook. So the idea is to get the most organic engagement and visibility possible through your personal page on LinkedIn and share it back to the company page, so that starts appearing in the feeds of those that you're connected to, so you can grow your business and brand even more. So again, the four things that you can do to absolutely expand your business using LinkedIn in 2022. LinkedIn Live video. I told you how to do it. You just got to Google LinkedIn Live application, fill it out, apply, and start going live at least once a week. Number two, LinkedIn polls. Again, at least one poll a week that speaks to the pain points of those that you are looking to work with. Number three, update that featured content section as often as you need to. And number four, create that company page so you can expand your business visibility even more. So I will hyperlink in here the training that I did on all of this. Number one, number two, my LinkedIn profile. And number three, I will also link where you can register for our social media posting platform, BYOB Social, because the doors are open until Wednesday. So again, everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please enjoy the rest of your days, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.